everybody. That intro was brought to you by yours truly's mouth trumpet. No, I'm being completely serious. That was this funny little thing I do to mostly annoy my family, as I know they can hear me upstairs. But hey, now I bring that annoyance, hopefully not, right to your ear holes, where we're going to come into them for not 30 minutes, probably not even 15 minutes. And it's all going to be about my dividend investing plan for the year ahead, 2024. And you're going to like this one. I'm going to like it. You're going to like it. Everybody's going to like it. It's what everybody's doing now. It's groovy. It's got a beat you can dance to. Get on down with your bad self, boogie woogie. Hey, I was boogie woogieing last night a little bit. My voice is going to hopefully hold up. We went to a Cure cover band here in the lovely village of Lombard, Illinois. We saw a Cure, the band, the Cure. Fantastic job. I've always been a fan of them. Went with my wife and my good friend Joe and his wife. And it was just a lot of fun. I had to overcome a few things about spending money. You know me, it gets painful. So purposefully, I took to heart when we're thinking about, like, Charlie Munger. You have all the money in the world, and like the old joke goes, how much did old Charlie leave behind? Everything. It turns out, you're going to leave every single thing you come into contact with behind. Even your body. You're going to leave it all behind. So your time is short. The window's closing to do the things that you want to do, and while you can still do them. And we just enjoyed it, spent some money. It was almost $100, just a few shades under $100 for my wife and I. We got dinner, we got some drinks, and made a night of it. So just remember, you're not going to take it with you. You got to save and invest. And that's one thing I'm struggling with. Habits are hard to break. I'm so in the habit of saving money, clinging tenaciously to the money that does come my way. But we have to remember, right, that time is completely running out. It's the least renewable. It's not renewable at all. Every second that drips out of drip, 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 10:15 on a Saturday night. Good song by The Cure. So as your seconds drip out of your life, you can't replace them. But if you lose $100, you can make $100 back next week. You can make that money, and you will make that money back, because money is renewable. It's probably one of the most renewable resources we know of. So yeah, yours truly, good old Pep Peepaw, trying to figure this life thing out on this spinning blue marble that we're on. And I think I did a good job. I spent some money that I can't take, made some memories. You can hear it in my voice a little bit. It's kind of gone. It was loud yelling. Just had fun. Just a good time. But anyway, the tiredness will recover. The voice will recover. But those memories we made with our friends will be there forever. So on to something that will not be there forever. 2023, I guess, will be in the history books forever. But the time that we have left to do in this little calendar year, it's just fun. It's a construct. Honestly, the only thing that changes from December 31st to January 1st is the calendar. That's it. You know, if you were on a deserted island, you wouldn't know. Just like that old Tom Hanks in that movie with the volleyball. It's the prospector voice. I sound like that almost without even trying to goof around. 2024 is the year. Don't put things off. We don't know how long we have. Some of us, you know, we're not going to make it to 100. Unfortunately, I hate to break the news to you, but you have to take control and seize the opportunity as it's here, because we do have the right here and the right now. And my plan, here it is, the big reveal. The big reveal for 2024. Actually, I'm going to take this opportunity to bless you with the privilege of getting to sit through not one, not two, no two, we'll cut it at two. Not one, but two ad reads. And again, contemplate your future, think about the past, daydream if you'd like, and try to imagine when you hear these ad reads by whatever people are doing them, try to think what they look like. And if you do that, I don't know. I'll see you in a second. And we are back. And here is the big reveal. My plan, my investing plan in detail for 2024 is going to do nothing. And wait, Wait for opportunities. Essentially, look, I've been listening to a lot, delving deeper into the mind of Berkshire Hathaway, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett, thinking about what they did, what they're doing, what's worked for them. And what's worked for them is what I think is just so brilliantly and blessedly simple, is to be in businesses you understand, run by people that you like and can trust, or you think you can trust, when those businesses are cheap enough compared to what you think they're going to do in the future, that's a good time to buy. It's just, again, simplifying. So waiting for opportunities and also simplifying. I've been noticing Hershey. Hershey's been getting really, really beaten down. It's down, I think, 30% over the last year is Hershey's. I think they're going to be around for a while. I think this Ozempic stuff is overblown. There's issues with cocoa going on, and yeah, they're going to be okay. But that's just one thing. Put it this way, trying to think about being in businesses that I understand better. So if I'm comparing two businesses, which one do I understand better and understand what I think the future is going to be more better? Not really a word, but or not proper grammar. Hey, I was raised in Cook County, went to Cook County Public Schools, so blame it on them. For example, like thinking about one I just sold that keeps screaming up. I could have been up an extra $600 on Intel. Sold it at around 42. Hey, with the dividends received, after being down a whole bunch load, I lost no money. But Intel versus PepsiCo, I don't really understand what makes a Intel chip better than an Nvidia chip or an AMD chip, but I do understand what makes a Dorito chip better in comparison, or a Lay's chip, we'll simplify it. What makes a Lay's chip superior to, I don't know, an Utz chip, or, you know, the knockoff crap brand at the grocery store? I know what the deal is. You're paying up a little bit more for Pepsi's product, which is Frito-Lay. They own that. But you can just tell that it's a superior product. It really is. And, you know, with Intel, hey, God bless it if you understand it, but I don't understand it. So I'm just trying to stick with the businesses that I personally, Russ Knopf, can understand. And I'm going to try and get excited when I can buy them at a significant discount. But I don't know when that's going to happen. I just know at some point it likely will. So I'm sitting on a little bit of cash and just waiting. We'll see what the new year brings. But, you know, but that's there's always an if and then what. You always have to ask in economics, and then what? I'm going to sit on cash, and then what? Well, if the market goes down, then that's really good. But maybe the market never does go down. If you look back at some past charts, you could see a minor correction and think like, all right, here, rub your greedy little hands together. Here we go. It's going to get good. And then it just reverses and it never goes any lower. And you didn't deploy that cash. So that's something I'm really, really trying to work on. The businesses we understand, that you understand, that I can understand. And also, I want to tell you that a stock is not a ticker symbol. That's another part of it too. I think a lot of people, including yours truly, have bought stocks that we thought of as just look at the ticker symbol and the dividend yield and then what it's done recently in the dividend growth department, and that's good enough. Well, it's not good enough. I'm telling you, it's not. You're not just buying a ticker symbol. You're not buying a dividend yield, but you're actually owning the business, the stock. Get that through your thick little noggin. You're owning the business when you buy a stock. Even if you trade it, I don't care if you want to trade it for 3 days. If something happens to the business detrimental to the foundation and the fundamentals of it the day after you buy and you don't get a chance to sell, guess what? Because that business took a hit, the stock you hold is going to go down. So always remember, even if you're a short-term trader, you're still buying that business. So always think of it as, and this is something that I'm working on, is when I buy a stock, think, am I okay buying the entire business right here for this price? And if you're not, you might need to do a little bit more due diligence and research and look at things like, I don't know, what's the capital employed? Looking for a business with a high return on capital employed. meaning how well the business uses our money, right? The shareholders' money plus borrowed money to not only make but to grow their profits. Is it doing well with that? Is it high? Is it 15%, 20%, or is it low? Is it negative? Those are things you got to think about. And, you know, like I just opened up a Roth IRA for my wife because we had to do it at Fidelity. Schwab, as of this recording, does not allow automatic fractional ETF purchases or any stock purchases. You have to do it manually. So I wanted to set it up for her. $50 a week is going to buy VTI. And we're going to do that for a few years. And I'm going to be curious to see what that looks like for a Roth for her. But that's all I wanted. I don't want her to have to think about it or do anything. Just boom, boom, automatic is what it is going to be. And hey, right? What does Warren say? There's more than one way to get to financial heaven. And honestly, whatever way that works best for you. There's no one way to get to financial heaven in the stock market. There are a bunch of different ways. And as I've been listening to Morgan Housel a lot, he's pimping his new book. He's been on all these podcasts. Every podcast I listen to, it's like, hey, Morgan Housel's on. It's starting to get a little bit redundant. But yeah, his new book is essentially about how people, you should be reading more history and less predictions about what's going to happen, because we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we do know that people are going to behave the same way as they have in the past, and that is foolishly. People are going to do stupid, stupid things. They always have, and they always will, but it comes at some of the most unexpected times, and those are the times that we really want to go hard, go deep. Hey now, take advantage of the situation and buy some of these great businesses on discount, right? Get excited when businesses are on sale. Everybody wants to run away from a stock market sale, but everybody wants to pile in when it's going up. Makes no sense at all to me. And that's all you need to know. I mean, I love hockey, grew up a hockey fan. It's the future that counts. And I think of it as Wayne Gretzky, where he said, you got to go to where the puck is going, not where it's at. So when you're buying these businesses, we know where they're at right now. Everybody knows where they're at. But the real kerfluffle that's going on in your mind that you gotta smooth out is to think, where is this business going to be in 5 years or 10 years if you are a long-term investor? And those are the questions that we want to answer before we put money into a stock and we hit buy on that ticker symbol. On that ticker symbol we're buying. So don't buy just the ticker symbol, but we're buying the ticker symbol, but attached to that ticker symbol comes the business. And honestly, I got a movie to watch. You know, it's Saturday night. I got a newsletter to write tomorrow morning. We got Christmas Eve, maybe doing a live stream sometime on Tuesday. I don't know. We'll see. It's all interrupted here because of the holiday. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to dapperdividends.com. I think you'll enjoy it. It's free, fantabulous, and fun. I try to make it fun, but it's free for you. And what do they say? Hey, if it's free, it's for me. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Let me know. Write a review at the bottom. I'm going to start trying to get more of those coming this way, reading them as we kick off the podcasts next year, or you can just hit me up on Twitter at RustyRam78 and let me know about that. And real easy episode. I hope you liked it. I sure enjoyed sharing some of these thoughts with you about my dividend investing plan for 2024. Oh, and by the way, there were a few edits in here because my voice just did not hold up and it would have sounded really awful. You don't need a pet pet peepaw coughing in your eardrums wherever you're at. So welcome to Costco. I love you. I do love Costco. Anyway, we won't get into Costco. That's for another time. One more episode we'll have before the year ends. And I hope you all have a merry, merry Christmas. I'll see you in the next podcast thrilling episode of the one, the only, the world famous, often imitated, never duplicated, Dapper Dividends podcast. So long, everybody.